Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Longtime Browns offensive lineman, super friend of the show, pride of Youngstown and Toledo, went to Boardman, and now he is on with Baskin and Phelps. And we love it. We love being able to say that. We turn to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we talk to John Greco. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back. I'm doing well.
Good. More autographs over the last week after being on our show or during your career in the NFL?
To be honest with you, my life has never been busier, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, we're just here. We're here to help out your agenda. That's why we're here, man.
It's funny, man. I appreciate it.
All right, let's go backwards, and we're going to go forwards. Your thoughts last week as you looked at the Browns' offensive line in a very tough game against Tennessee?
Yeah, tough week. Good defensive front. You know, not the way they wanted to start. Penalties, you know, what have you. Quarterback getting hit. So I'm excited to watch them tonight, and I know they're going to right the ship and keep going in the right direction as a unit and as a group.
John, so let's just say you happen to play in a game like that where the offensive line had all kinds of issues. You're flipping guys in and out. Guys who weren't expected to play are now playing. A starter gets kicked out of the game, and you gave up a safety and things didn't go well. What happens on Monday morning after that game, and at what point can you turn the page towards the next game?
You know, unfortunately, you can't dwell on those mistakes, whether it's huge successes or things that you have to get over quick. Like I just said, you have to get it over quick. So you watch everything on Monday, make the corrections, and then Wednesday you're onto the new opponent. They had an extra day of prep this week, being a Monday night game. So I know those guys are hungry and probably anxious to get back out there tonight and get things going in the right direction.
John, all of a sudden, this thing looks like there's going to be a little bit of a grudge match involved with Odell Beckham making some comments and then Greg Williams making some comments and Demarius Randall and all. As a player, does that come into play when, you know, if some of your teammates or somebody from the other team is saying something, or when you get on the field, does none of that stuff matter?
You know, to me, none of it mattered. I mean, you hear it. It's kind of the outside noise and everything. And, you know, I think it just makes for exciting football. But you hear it. You know it's out there. But listen, those guys are pros. They're going to approach the game like any other game. There might be a little bit higher emotions going into tonight for various reasons. But, you know, it's just another game, and both teams are hungry for a win. So it should be exciting to watch.
John, is it truly just another game? And maybe for an offensive lineman it might be. But when you get into the glamour positions, I'm wondering if knowing the rest of the league is watching you plays in. It should be a spectacle on Monday Night Football. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. And the lights will be shining bright. That's when, the best players make plays. And, you know, I'm excited to watch it. I'm expecting big things out of, the offense and defense tonight because, you know, like I said, you get that bad taste out of your mouth after week one. And what better way to do it to go on the road and try to get a win?
John, having played with Odell, what does getting back to New York, it's not the Giants, but it is the Jets and it is New York and it's the same stadium. What does that do?
Yeah.
What's that do for him tonight?
I think he's going to be excited, coming out. And, I'm sure he's excited to make plays tonight. Would there be any better showcase to do it tonight in his old stadium? It might just be a little bit different colors, but, it's going to be like home. And, going back, making some big plays tonight, it's going to be excited. I'm sure he's looking forward to it, as we all are.
What do you think of Baker Mayfield week one? And what can he do better in his second game?
I know he's frustrated. It's just one of those things where – things weren't going right for anyone, and I know he's as tough a critic on himself as anyone. So tonight, just like to have his, you'd like to see his kind of swagger and his confidence that he has when he's, slinging the ball around and making plays with his feet and getting out of trouble and making plays and extending drives and getting back to what he does best. So I'd like to see him tonight just take the chances use his feet to get out of trouble and make plays and extend drives and, get them in a scoring position and make those big plays, throwing the ball down the field. So it's going to be exciting to watch. And I know he's going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder tonight just because he wants to go out and get back to .500, 1-1, and I'm looking forward to that.
Former Browns lineman John Greco joining us. John, we had some news earlier about Joel Bitonio being dinged up a little bit, and will he be able to go tonight? It seems to be a question. When an offensive lineman is dinged up, you know, I mean, like if a wide receiver has a hamstring issue, all right, he can't run. If a quarterback has an arm issue, he can't throw. What keeps an offensive lineman out of the game?
You know, it takes a lot to keep an offensive lineman out of a game. That's why when you see them, you know, like a scratch for the game, you know it's something significant. So, you know, Joel's a tough guy. He's not going to, you know, he's going to make them drag him off the field or something serious has to be wrong for him not to play. So, you know, he's a tough kid and a great player. So I'm looking forward to seeing him out there tonight. And, you know, those guys, nobody's healthy after week one, especially through camp. I know once camp starts, no one's 100% healthy. So you just kind of play through the nicks and dings and nicks throughout the year. And, you know, some are more significant than others, but you kind of do what you can to patch things up and move forward.
Hey, John, just along those lines, playing next to Joe Thomas, did you ever know that when he was hurt? I mean, like, did he let anybody know? I mean, I was shocked when we found out about, like, ACL tears and all the injuries he went through, but yet never missed a snap. Did you know, or is it really hard to be in that spot to tell anybody, even your closest friends?
No, I think, you know, you just kind of know it being around it because, like I said, everybody's banged up. You know, Joe was obviously a unique case, an individual. And, I mean, to play as long as he did and as many snaps as he did was incredible. But, you know, as we got older, he would joke with me, and it was kind of tough to get out of our chairs at the lockers, you know, every now and then. But we just kind of smile about it because, you know, it came with the territory. But, you know, that's what everybody does. Every NFL player fights through adversity, aches and pains, and, you know, nicks and things. That's why when you see guys that are out, it's for a reason. So, you know, with him, you know, you didn't really talk about it. You just kind of knew it. It was part of the game, and, you know, you push forward.
News today, Ben Roethlisberger, elbow surgery on the way, and he's going to be out for the year. Steelers are already out Antonio Brown, right? He's not there anymore. Le'Veon Bell hasn't been there in a little while. James Conner might have a knee injury. We'll see what that's all about. What's that do to the Steelers? And if, you know, having played them for so many years, John, are you, as an opponent, do you think that they're the type of team, hey, okay, they might have these issues, but they're still the Steelers, they're still an organization that's going to churn out a winning team, or do you think they're vulnerable?
Well, anytime your starting quarterback goes down, you're vulnerable. You know, being a historic franchise, a team that's always in the mix every year in and year out, they're going to find a way to, you know, win games. So you, when you get to them on your schedule, you can't look at them as a gimme. You know, it's going to be a scratch, you know, a fight. So, you know, when that comes around, you know, it's obviously on your mind. Ben's out, you know, you got a better chance to win because he's such a good player and, you know, one of the all-time greats. But, you know, I think that they'll approach that game like they do any other because, like I said, Pittsburgh's going to find a way to win. They still play solid defense, and they do have playmakers. So, you know, we'll worry about that when it comes around.
All right, so what do we need to see from the Browns to be a better team tonight? And we all know that the penalties have got to be cut in half. I mean, they've got to cut back on penalties. But what do you need to see tonight out of the Browns that make you say, you know what, okay, they improved on this, they're getting better, and this gives me a lot of hope?
Well, right off the bat, like you said, the penalties. You know, you can stomach the aggressive penalties, the you know, holding on defense, DPI, the offensive holding, but, you know, you can't have the unforced errors, the false starts, the offside, things like that. Those really kill you. So, if you cut those in half, that's going to make everybody feel a lot better right off the jump. But, you know, I'd like to see the running game get going a little bit and build some confidence, maybe hit some play-action passes and really get Baker moving around and having fun out there and making big plays and, you know, throw to those exciting targets and see if we can have a little fun tonight. The defense is going to be okay. You know, looking forward to watching them go out there and get out to the passer. So, you know, we'll see.
All right, John, we know you don't have a lot going on in your life right now because you're hanging out with us during the middle of the day. So I needed to go to the hardcore questions that I was worried about. So, you know, at one point last week I was looking for baked lemon chicken and the only recipe I could find was yours online.
Okay.
Who is making dinner tonight at the Greco house? Is it you or Jody, right? Your wife's Jody?
Jody, yeah.
Yeah, just making sure. Okay, so who makes dinner tonight for a Monday night football game? And if it's you, what are you making?
Well, to be honest with you, she's a little upset at me, but she's back home, and I'm in New York City coming to the game tonight. So,
wow.
Yeah, so she's home with her mom and my kids just hanging out. They're going to watch the game, and I'm here in town. I'm actually in Little Italy right now at an Italian festival. So I don't know where we're headed to dinner yet, but did you make that baked lemon chicken?
No, I just found the recipe. I'll be honest with you, and I'm going to make this. My wife always says, you need to make something. You need to make dinner tonight. Now that I'm looking at this.
Email it to me.
I mean, I'm looking. I'm telling you, if John Greco can do it, so can I. Although your family has a rich history of food, right, of being able to be able to prepare unbelievable food.
For sure, yeah. My grandmother was an excellent cook, and my dad and I enjoy it. And that's a staple recipe in the Greco household. So you have to let me know how it turns out.
All right, I will try that. But if you were home tonight, what would you be making for the family?
I'd be keeping it simple. My kids like, you know, grilled cheese and, you know, macaroni and cheese and tacos and different things like that. So yeah, my life's a little different now with the two little ones. They're their priority. I can't make all the extravagant meals like I used to, but kind of get them taken care of, and then whatever's left over, my wife and I, go after at the end.
All right. Do you find it hard, and this is where I gained all my weight after we had kids, that, you know, we would go to dinner, and I would eat the normal meal that I would eat, but then your kids always have that great, like, that comfort food. They're always eating off the kids' menu.
There are those two chicken tenders sitting there. You have
right.
to eat them.
John, do you find yourself wanting to finish off the food that your kids don't eat now that you're retired? Ish.
Well, I got to be honest with you, my son's not leaving a whole lot left on his plate, so that's that. And our daughter's a good little eater, so we don't really have that opportunity right now.
Oh,
so
it's coming, dude! It's coming.
It's gonna be here, I'm sure. But we're fortunate enough right now. We're not putting on the extra weight.
All right, last question, and then homemade pizza. Okay, what should be on the homemade pizza that John Greco makes for to watch any football game? Give me your homemade pizza. What are you making?
Man, I'm going with a Youngstown staple in Briar Hill Pizza. It's a simple pizza. Not too many people know about it, but some of the most simple preparations are the best. And it's just some red sauce with Romano cheese and then sautéed sweet green and red peppers. And to be honest with you, that's it. And if it's done the right way, it's phenomenal. So I'd be doing that as a little starter to, you know, kind of break everyone in, and then, you know, just some pepperoni and cheese watching the game.
Okay, this is a make or break question. This could be your future depends on this.
John, who knew this was going to be a food segment?
Can you put pepper? Can you put pineapple on a pizza? Yes or no?
No, no, I don't think you can. I don't think
right.
you can. I've had it with pineapple on it, and it is what it is. And but growing up, I think my grandparents would roll over in their graves if they knew I was putting pineapples on pizza.
All right. Since your family lineage is at stake, we'd love to have you back again next week to talk about the Browns.
Absolutely, man. I'm be glad to be there.
All right. You know,
hey,
we appreciate your time. You got fun at the game. I want to hear about all the stories that are going to happen tonight at the game.
Sounds
so, John,
good.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right. John Greco, super friend of the show, joins us now. He seems like he's going to join us every Monday, and I'm so pumped about that. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.